The House on Willow Street by Kathy Kelly. Read by Amy Creighton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Danae Rahal had long since learned that a postmistress's job in a small town had a lot more to it than the ability to speedily process pensions or organise money transfers. She'd run Avalon Post Office for 15 years and she saw everything. It was impossible not to. Without wishing to, the extremely private Danae found herself the holder of many of the town's secrets. She saw money sent to the Mrs. McGinty's brother in London, who'd gone there 50 years ago to make his fortune and was now living in a hostel. "The building work has dried up, you know," said one of the little Miss McGinty's, her tiny papery hands finishing writing the address she knew by heart. Danae was aware the hostel was one where Irish men went when the drinking got out of control and they needed a bed to sleep in. "It must be terrible for such a good man not to have a job anymore," she said kindly. Danae saw widower Mr. Deneen post endless parcels and letters to his children around the world, but never heard of him getting on a plane to visit any of them. She saw registered letters to solicitors, tear-stained funeral cards, wedding invitations, and, on two occasions, sad, hastily written notes informing guests that the wedding was cancelled. She saw savings accounts fall to nothing with job losses and saw lonely people for whom collecting their pension was a rare chance to speak to another human being.